The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you struggling with confidence and feeling a little low and a little insecure right now about your situation? Well, we've all been there before, and the good news is you've come to the right place. In this episode, I'm going to equip you with a bunch of tips on how to become the most confident, radiant, magnetic version of you, which you already have inside you. We're going to dive into all that and more, and I can't wait. Hey there, it's your girl Nelly, matchmaker and dating coach. We talk about all things high value dating, how to meet your person, how to find love in today's dumpster fire dating economy, and also how to become a high value single, because as I always say, we don't attract what we want in life, we attract what we are. So if that sounds interesting to you, please make sure you follow and subscribe to this podcast, and I can't wait to take you along this journey. Welcome to the High Value Dating Podcast. Today, guys, we're going to talk about confidence, which is a topic that I get questions about, no joke, every single day. And it's a topic that I'm quite passionate about because I think when you have a confident mindset and you have a very solid sense of self, that radiates from the inside out and it actually attracts more opportunities your way. And the nice thing about confidence is it is a choice that you make daily to show up for yourself and to be the best version of yourself and to also trust yourself, to have faith that you are all you need. And so we're going to dive into all of that and more, especially because when you are single, it's easy to sometimes feel insecure about being single, which actually perpetuates more of you being single. See, when you are confident and you have this mindset of, I have everything I need, and what I don't have is not meant for me, and what I am meant for is on its way. When you live in that state and that frequency, you actually become more magnetic to the opportunities and the people that you are trying to manifest. So it's really important that you develop a solid, confident mindset. And if you don't have one, well, I hope that through this episode, if you really listen to everything that we talk about, you will come out equipped with some new strategies that if you implement will put you on a path to making your life a lot better because you're going to start operating from a place of true confidence, not fake confidence, but real confidence. So let's just dive right in. I feel like I'm already on my usual rambling tangent here. When I think about confidence, I think about someone who loves themselves, someone who is authentically themselves, right? This is not necessarily the most attractive person. This is not necessarily the most wealthy person. This is someone who just loves themselves and is confident in their own skin. And in order to develop that confidence, which I can confidently say, I feel the most confident I've ever been before, it comes a lot of the times from having a growth mindset. So developing a growth mindset is very important. And it's one of those things that you should continue doing throughout your entire life, right? You never truly arrive. So for me, when I was going through my confidence journey, and it's always, again, a journey, right? It's not ended. But when I was really going through like a confidence growth spurt, because I was feeling really low about this guy that I had envisioned my life with and it had not worked out, I felt very low. I felt like I wasn't enough and I didn't feel confident in who I was and the journey that I was on. And so I was forced to develop a growth mindset. I started working on myself and I did this by tackling some big goals. So what I encourage a lot of my clients to do, and I would say this to you guys too, is come up with a list of goals that you want to achieve in the next 12 months. I think it's good to have 12-month goals because sometimes having too short of goals can feel like too much pressure. And then if you have, you know, 5-year-long goals, you can lose sight. So I would say 12 months is kind of the sweet spot, but 6 months is good too, right? Anywhere in that window, 6 to 12 months. And then create micro habits around those goals. So for example, if your goal is I want to get in the best shape of my life, then the micro habits are, okay, what do I need to do every single day to make me feel like I'm working toward growing in that space toward that goal, right? So for me, it was like, okay, I need to be walking 15,000 steps a day and I need to be going to the gym every day. And that was my habit. And I wouldn't do it every single day because sometimes you miss a day, we're human, things happen, but it kept me accountable. Another growth goal of mine was to become a little more intellectual, to start reading more. And the way I started tackling that was, okay, I'm not at a point where I'm ready to just buy a bunch of books. So I started with audiobooks. And every day I would go on a walk while I was doing my 15,000 steps and I would listen to an audiobook or I would listen to a podcast about science or something just really intellectual. And that coupled with all the other goals I had made me feel like I was working toward becoming a better version of myself every single day. And through that inspired action and that growth mindset, I became more confident. And it wasn't overnight, right? It was compounded over time. But developing a growth mindset is really critical to your confidence because when you're growing, you're going to feel expansive. You're going to feel like you are working on yourself because you are working on yourself. And it's really important that you do this every single day, that you take time to grow in something that you want to do. Now, this might not mean for you tackling 100 things, right? It might mean tackling one thing. For example, if your growth mindset is around, I want to feel more, like I want to feel more solid. I want to feel like I am more connected to myself. I want to feel like I have a stronger sense of self-worth. Your habits could be that you funnel them through. Okay, I'm going to wake up every day and I'm going to do a meditation or I'm going to read my positive affirmations. And you do that every single day. And before you know it, you start to develop that mindset about yourself. And that is also included in the growth mindset. So having a growth mindset is something I cannot emphasize enough. And it is really a big ingredient in the confidence recipe. If you talk to anyone who's really confident, it's because usually they have something that they feel proud of in their own life, right? Maybe they ran a marathon. Maybe they started a business. Maybe they're doing something that they love with their life. They're doing something they feel passionate about. Right. Here's another example. I'm podcasting right now. That was a goal of mine at the beginning of the year. I don't love always doing the work, right? No one likes to show up at the gym. No one likes to show up and you know, work on themselves that way. It's not easy, right? It's not always going to be a walk in the park. But I always feel better about myself after coming out of these podcast episodes, after going to the gym, after doing whatever it is that I feel is in alignment with who I want to be and with my purpose. And so because of that, I derive confidence from it. So doing something that you really want to do with your life, taking inspired action every day, setting clear goals and actionable habits will take you to that promised land of feeling more confident overall in your own skin. And if you don't know where to start, then what I would suggest to you is think about the kind of version of yourself you want to be, again, 6 to 12 months from now. And then write some of the qualities, characteristics, habits, goals, lifestyle attributes that that version of you has. And then work backwards, right? For example, if it's like, and I go with fitness a lot because it's such an easy one. And I feel like a lot of people I speak to want to get in the best shape of their lives. But, you know, if it's like, hey, I want to start a business or the version of myself that I see in the future, that version is someone who's on social media or that version is someone who dresses this way, or that version is someone who has good financial habits, or that version is someone who is in a relationship, right? Then work backwards. What do you need to do today, tomorrow, the day after, every single day to become an inch closer to that version of you that you're trying to become, right? That's how you start the work. And when you start adapting an attitude around growth and evolving, you become more confident. And then before you know it, you wake up one day and you're like, wait a second, that thing I was insecure about 6 months ago, I don't even think about that anymore. So that's what I would encourage you to do. I would start with growth. So something I'll add to the growth mindset conversation also is challenging yourself, right? making a point to do the things that scare you. Your life starts on the other side of your fears. And if you let go of the fear of rejection, the fear of failure, you actually might soar. And something I said to one of my guy clients actually is, because he is having a hard time getting a second date, he finds that he gets first dates that go nowhere. And I said, okay, why don't you try actually being a little more dominant when it comes to going for the, you know, going for the second date? For example, when you're on the date, saying at the end, hey, I would love to see you again. What are you doing Saturday? As opposed to waiting a few days, sending a text message once the date has already fizzled out and the feelings have kind of leveled out, right? Make a point to challenge yourself and actually go for it on the date. While you're on date one, try to set up date two. That's just one example, right? Another example too is like, if you aren't on dating apps, challenge yourself to download a dating app. Challenge yourself to meet someone new on a dating app. Do the things you don't want to do because you never know where they could lead. And when you start challenging yourself, you actually set yourself up to become more interesting too. I have another client who, funny enough, really wanted to take up a new hobby. And she was constantly in this place of excuses and feeling like, you know, oh, it's just not the right time, or it's too expensive, or even though I want to do that, like, it's not like I have someone to do it with. I don't want to do it by myself. Well, she ended up finally challenging herself to take up that hobby, and she has not looked back since. She's like, I've made so many friends through this. She just took a trip somewhere through that hobby, and she's also making new connections, business connections, and she's now getting herself to a place where it's polo. She is going to potentially compete in a polo match. I think that's fantastic, right? And had she not challenged herself, she would probably not be, she, I guarantee, would not be in that position. Start taking initiative in your life to do things. Don't just wait, but create, right? That's where the growth lies. That's where the confidence lies. If you're constantly doing what you've always been doing, you're going to constantly get what you've always been getting. It's a very simple concept that a lot of people just, I think, forget. And it's so easy to just fall into the monotony of our lives, but you got to take inspired action. You got to become dedicated to you. That's how you become even more confident, okay? But anyway, stay with me because after the break, we're going to talk about more ways that you can become confident, which is especially important if you're single, because if you're insecure about being single, you're blocking off your manifestations and the person you're meant to be with even more. So stay with me because I'm really excited to dive into more of these tips.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thanks for staying with me through that break, guys. So as I was discussing before the break, having a growth mindset and also challenging yourself are really big ways to become more confident. But another thing that I would say is really important in this whole confidence journey is surrounding yourself with people who uplift you, who make you feel like the best version of yourself, and who inspire you to be confident. So much of our lives is dictated by who we surround ourselves with. And that's not always just people in our physical reality, but it's also now in our virtual reality, right? If we are listening to people online who are negative or who no longer align with the version of us that we're trying to become, or we're consuming content that keeps us on a low vibrational frequency, that still counts, right? When I was going through my big kind of confidence spike, if you will, that growth spurt of becoming the version of me that I am today, One of the things I did was I started watching a lot of YouTube videos of creators who were confidence coaches, who were really magnetic, who were really inspiring women and men. And through listening to those people, I was able to adopt a lot of the principles that they shared because I wasn't always able to find people who had that mindset in my physical reality. So if you don't have friends, for example, or friends who represent a growth mindset, you have the amazing privilege of being able to use the internet to seek that out. For example, when I was at the gym and I was going through a weight loss journey that was, or even like a fitness journey too, of like wanting to become more strong, I would listen to David Goggins. I would listen to, you know, some of these incredible motivational speakers who talked about, you know, how hard they work, and that rubbed off on me. That's also how I became a great business person, was I started listening to people who had a better relationship with money, right? I had a lot of friends who at the time were struggling financially, and they would always talk about how hard it is to be successful, how difficult it is to make money, and this economy, it's not easy. And so that naturally rubbed off on me. So I decided to take matters into my own hands and immersing myself with people and creators, people I didn't even know online, who were like, no, making money is easy. Recessions are the best time to make money. Do you know about this opportunity? You know, develop this skill, get involved with these types of people. What you surround yourself with is so contagious. And I'd also add that, like, if you don't have people in your real life who support your goals and who inspire you, start to limit your interactions with them. Don't give all of your attention and all of your time to them, and really limit and be conscious of how you feel after you interact with them. Right? If you come out of an interaction feeling worse about yourself or drained, then you probably shouldn't be engaging with that person very often. And if it's a relationship that you have to have, maybe it's family or someone you work with, then learn to turn on and turn off how much of that interaction you absorb, okay? And seek out friendships and relationships, if you can, that make you feel inspired. But this is why these tips all go hand in hand, because when you start working on becoming a better version of you, you attract people who are on that same frequency, okay? You're naturally going to let go of, energetically, the people who weigh you down. But it's up to you to take initiative. It's up to you to take inspired action and seek out information, people, energy that really aligns with your higher self. That's part of how you're going to develop that confidence. Because when you hear someone say, it's easy to make money, it's easy to fall in love, it's easy to make, you know, a house look like a home, it's easy to start a business, it's easy to do all these things, and here's how I did it, then you naturally start positioning yourself to step into that frequency too. And the more you do that, the more it actually just becomes your baseline, all right? So that's another big tip, is be conscientious of who you surround yourself with, and also make a point to surround yourself with people who you really like being around, who make you feel on, right? Sometimes people aren't always going to inspire you, but they will encourage you. And that's still good energy. When someone's like, oh my God, you just closed that deal, or you just started that business, or you went to the gym this morning at 7 a.m., or you went on a date with someone last night. That's awesome. Like, you inspire me. That energy will continue to fuel you too. Okay. So it's really important that you think about where you're deriving your energy from, because if you don't have it in you already, you can go and seek that out somewhere else. You know, this actually reminds me of one of my clients. I was talking to her a couple weeks ago, and she said that she went to lunch with her girlfriends and she was describing the man of her dreams, because that's one of the exercises that I take my clients through, is tell me who your ideal partner is. Let's architect that person. Let's put that person on paper. And she was sharing this with her friends, and she mentioned that, you know, she wants a God-fearing man because she's very Christian. She wants someone who's family-oriented. She wants someone who she feels she can grow with. And she wants someone who's successful and educated and who has the same values as her. And one of her friends looked at her and said, psh, you think you can get that guy? I mean, come on, like, be a little more realistic. And we were talking about it after, and I said, what a blessing from the universe that is, because that just showed you that you are evolving out of that friendship circle, right? And your friend does not support the version of you that you're trying to become. And that's not personal, by the way. Sometimes it is personal, but it's not always personal. So sometimes it's just, that's their baseline. That's what they have capped as what's possible for them, right? They have a limiting belief, and that limiting belief is holding them back. So if you choose to adopt a growth mindset and you choose to seek out new people or limit the interactions you have with the people who don't align with the version of you, you're one step closer to attracting what you want, right? Sometimes people reveal their self-limiting beliefs by projecting them onto you. But it's not your job to try to convince people of why you deserve this. It's not your job to try to bring people up to your level. It's your job to see that for what it is and act accordingly, right? Okay, thanks for showing me who you are. Thanks for showing me that you don't support my dreams. Thanks for telling me that I'm being unrealistic or calling me crazy for wanting something different. Just because you think that's possible for you doesn't mean that's possible for me. That's how you also drive confidence, is when you stop letting other people define you. Okay, this is your life, this is your story, and that's all that matters. You know how many people called me crazy for thinking that I'd be on TV one day, or quitting my job and thinking that I'd be able to support myself, right? Oh, you're crazy. Your job pays you well. Your job gave you a visa. What are you doing quitting your job? Bet on yourself. Write your own story. Stop letting other people define you, right? People would say to me, oh, well, yeah, you've been contacted by producers, but there's no way your TV show's gonna actually pan out. It panned out in a matter of less than 6 months. Why? Because I chose to believe in myself and bet on myself. Here's another thing that actually just reminded me of. Don't always tell people your business. And this sounds really negative, but 80% of people are happy that you have your problems and the other 20% don't care. So it's best to move in silence. Move in silence, plot in silence, be a little secretive, okay? Because if you start sharing too much with people, they'll start projecting their evil eye onto you. I truly believe that. And if people do not align with the version of you that you're trying to become, the best thing you can do for yourself, if you're truly committed to getting what you want, is to set those people free and let them go, right? You can hang on to relationships that hold you back, or you can cut them off and move forward. The choice is yours though, and you have to really want what you want in order to actually be able to step away from people sometimes. A lot of us are really loyal. I had another client and she wanted to become a little bit more sophisticated. She wanted to move into a higher echelon in society. And she had this friend who was constantly partying and getting drunk on the weekend. And she was trying to bring her friend up to her level and say, hey, let's do this together instead. And the friend would not get on board. I said, you know what? You can't force people to take the same path as you. Their journey is their journey. Your journey is your journey. But walk with confidence. And if that means that you have to go through life alone for a little bit and you got to let go of those friendships, yeah, it's going to be a lonelier road, but you're going to get to where you want to go. I will never forget when I was in high school, I was probably in 10th grade and I was surrounding myself with a group of people who were just a bad influence. They liked to go out. They kind of all failed school. You know, they weren't really a great influence. Okay. They were partying and this was the popular crowd. And I was never really the popular girl. So being with these people made me feel really popular. But you know what happened was my grades started to slip. My grades started to slip a lot. And I started swearing more. I started getting involved with the wrong crew. And it wasn't until I got my midterm report card, I think, where I was like, oh crap, I have like all C's. That I was like, I gotta change this, because where I'm trying to go, if I want to get into university and if I want to move out one day, like I'm gonna need to clean my act up. So I pretty much overnight cut those friends out. And by the time I'd gotten my final report card, my grades turned around too. It's not always an easy road, guys. You have to let go sometimes of your comfort and the people that make you feel comfortable. But if what you want is something you truly, truly desire, be willing to walk alone. Be willing to go for it, okay? After the break, I'm going to talk about how confidence manifests in our dating lives, because I think that's also really important to touch on, and just some added kind of baby tips on how to become even more confident. So stay with me, and we'll dive into all that and more. Thanks for staying with me through that break, guys. So let's talk about other ways you can become more confident. Something that I had to do to become the version I am today, where now I feel like I walk in a room and people actually tell me you're a force, you're dominant, like you're Someone said to me the other day, you dominate every room that you walk into. I don't feel that way, but that's how other people perceive me because it's become just my baseline. And how I was able to kind of become that way is partly through practice, right? Like practicing walking into a room with your head held high and your shoulders back, having good posture, having open body language, showing up as you, not someone that you're trying to be, but really you, right? Part of how you become a confident person is you don't go along with the norm. You don't do things just because everyone else is doing them. You do things because you want to do them, right? For example, I was at a Halloween party a couple nights ago, and a lot of the people at that party, a lot of the women were wearing basically no clothing, which is very kind of common for like LA and Miami and, you know, the major cities. But just because everyone else is doing that doesn't mean I'm going to do that, right? Doesn't mean that I'm going to hold myself to that standard. I hold myself to a higher standard. When I walk into a room, when I go to a party, when I go to an event, I want to look classy. I want to look sophisticated. I want to look fashionable. So I'm going to dress the way I like. I'm not going to dress the way someone else wants me to dress, or because everyone else is, you know, going to be this way, I'm going to be that way too. No. Why blend in when you can stand out? Why be like everyone else when you can be yourself? That's your superpower. And part of how you do that, like I said, is practice. It's in your body language. It's in your posture. It's also in how you speak to yourself about your situation. For example, if you tell yourself, I'm single still, no one's going to want me. I'm single because I'm too domineering. I'm too alpha. I'm too smart. I'm too this. I'm too that. I'm too intimidating. You're narrating a story that doesn't serve you. And I hope you recognize that. Whereas if you reframe those negative thoughts into positive thoughts and you instead say, hey, I'm single because I just haven't met my person yet. I'm single because I haven't met someone good enough yet. I'm single because I'm the full package and I know I deserve someone amazing who can handle me. Or I'm single because there are a lot of people who are non-committal and I'm not trying to be with someone like that. Speak to yourself about your situation in a way that actually benefits you. Our thoughts create our reality. So it's up to you to think good thoughts about yourself. And an exercise I take a lot of my clients through is when you feel those negative thoughts creeping up, stop them in their tracks, acknowledge them, and then actively in that moment, work on reframing them, work on putting a positive spin on them. When you do that, you actually inch closer to becoming a more confident version of you. And this takes a lot of practice. It's habitual. But the more you work at it, almost like a muscle, the better you will become at doing it. And then over time, you're just going to wake up one day and you're going to be that person. Another thing that I strongly suggest, and I've talked about this in other episodes, is affirmations. Positive affirmations that put you in the end state, right? Being able to speak your dreams into existence. I used to tell myself, especially in business, like, oh, I'm never going to be a successful entrepreneur. I peaked on social media. I used to tell myself, making money is hard. When I started reframing those thoughts into other thoughts of, hey, I'm a magnet for money. I'm married to money. Money comes easily to me. I attract financial opportunities everywhere I go. Boom, not overnight, but eventually it was like I shifted energetically. And so all the opportunities that I opened myself up to also shifted energetically. And the same in dating, right? If you tell yourself, oh, I'm not going to ever be able to get with a guy who makes a lot of money or who's attractive or who works out all the time, I'm never going to find someone compatible to me, you're going to continue manifesting that outcome. So instead, reframing those thoughts into positive ones through affirmations by saying things like, I am wifey material, or I am husband material, or my person is seeking me just as much as I'm seeking them, and I haven't met them yet because the timing hasn't been right, right? Speak positively about your life. That's part of how you become confident in your choices and you start to move through this world with more conviction. And here's the kicker to all of this. Being confident will attract more people, opportunities, things that are in alignment with you. So that love story that you're trying to manifest maybe hasn't manifested yet because your insecurities have blocked it off. This is sometimes why you can meet someone amazing who checks all your boxes, but if you don't feel worthy of them, you'll self-sabotage. Part of why we do these things like personal growth, challenging ourselves, goal setting, posture, all of these things combined collectively make us more confident, and that prepares us for the person we're meant to be with, right? Whereas when you're operating from insecurity, you could be in the right environment. You could be at, you know, the hottest party or the right rooms or the best conference, but you're going to block off that person from actually coming into your life and potentially asking you out and maybe being in a relationship with you, right? It is all connected. So why not be confident? Why not just make that choice to be that person, to be that version of yourself, to step in every single day a little closer to the version of you that is actually the version that already has all the things that you want, right? And here's the thing I always say. I say this to my clients. I say this to myself. I say this to my best friends. I say this to my siblings. Everything you want already exists. You already have it. It just hasn't materialized yet. So why not just live in that state of it's mine. The money is mine. The man is mine. The girl is mine. The body is mine. The business is mine. It's already yours. Just make the choice and step into that and bet on yourself and remove anything and anyone that gets in your way of getting there. It sounds kind of cutthroat, but if you don't, you're going to probably stay a lot closer to where you are now and you're just going to prolong the process. Okay. And this is, by the way, why a lot of narcissists get ahead in society. I've talked about this a lot with my clients. It's because a lot of them have this unwavering belief that they deserve it. And so that manifests, right? That confidence manifests. I'm not saying become a narcissist, right? Don't use people, don't step on people, to get ahead. Like there's a way to kind of tactfully go about becoming confident. But if you're going to pull a page out of their playbook, it's why not believe that you deserve it? Why not step into that state of it's also possible for me? The choice is yours. I hope that you feel better listening to this podcast if you were feeling insecure before. Play this podcast over every single day if you have to until you become that person. But also just know that all of these things you inherently know, right? They're all inside you. It's just putting them into practice every single day. All right, that's it. I will talk to you guys in my next episode. And by the way, just as a reminder, you can also watch this on YouTube. And if you are watching on YouTube, make sure you leave a comment. Also, make sure you rate and review on Spotify, Apple, or whatever streamer you're listening to it on. And if there's a topic you want me to discuss on a future episode, you can always send me a voice memo, a voice recording on Instagram. My handle is @ask.nelly. Or if you need advice, just send me a question through a voice recording and you might be featured in a future episode. That's it for today, guys. Sending you love and abundance as always, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.